Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I'm so glad that you found the program. I want to talk to you about going deeper, going from the superficial to the supernatural. Let me share with you 2 Corinthians. This is Paul speaking. He said, I wanted to tell you about my afflictions that we experienced in Asia. We were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. Why, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but upon God who raises the dead. Wow, what a statement. Paul started to rely upon God who raises the dead in his sufferings. I want you in your sufferings to rely upon God who raises the dead. Let me tell you some stories. I heard about a tree that was on top of a mountain. And it was on top of the mountain, and it was so windy up there. And the tree was constantly buffeted by the wind. And because of all the wind, he looked down, and he started to complain because it was so windy. And he looked down. As he looked down, he could see in the valley there was a bunch of other trees, and it wasn't windy down there. And he thought to himself, why do I have to be up here on the mountaintop with all this wind suffering all the time when those trees down in the valley, there's nothing wrong with them? Then one day, about a month later, all of a sudden this huge hurricane came. And I mean, the wind was blowing and the mountain was buffeted. And even down in the valley, it got very, very windy, hurricane force winds. And because of all the wind, the trees got knocked over. But the tree on top of the mountain, even though it was very windy up there, it had grown roots, and the roots had gone deep, and the roots were strong, and it was able to handle the buffeting of even those hurricane force winds. And you know what that tells me? That sufferings and hardships and afflictions make our roots go deep so that we can be strong, so that when the afflictions come, when the hardships come, we can be strong in God. That's exactly what Paul prayed. He prayed for the Ephesian community. He said, I want you to be grounded and rooted in Christ. And so think about your afflictions right now, any sufferings that you might be going through. It could be despair or loneliness or hardships or physical sufferings or relationship problems or maybe an addiction. They're meant to make you get rooted in God. The series is called A Different Spirit. I talk about how Caleb had a different spirit than the other 10 that spied out the promised land. And he came back and he said, we are well able to conquer the land. In other words, he had a different spirit, a different attitude. Now, the world, our culture, when it encounters suffering, it says there must not be a God. Why would a good God allow me to suffer? But those of us who are believers, who have a different spirit, when suffering comes, we get rooted in God. So far from saying that God doesn't exist or how can a good God make us suffer, God doesn't make us suffer, but he does allow us, as Paul said, so that we wouldn't rely upon ourselves, but we would rely upon God, be rooted in God, be strong in God who raises the dead. I want you to gain perspective about your afflictions and your sufferings. And as a Catholic priest, I know that you're going through things. I hear your stories. And then I think about my own life. Back when I was a teenager, life was going good, very healthy, very strong, no problems with my body or anything. But then I developed acne, of all things. And I laugh because everybody kind of laughs at acne. You know, you get red blotches on your face, it's kind of funny. But not when you're a teenager and you have acne and you're going to high school. It's devastating. And I mean, I used to judge people by their appearance, by the way they looked, by their surface. But acne slowed me down, made me go deeper, made me think about life, made me open to more. And I actually began to seek God in my affliction. And so that's one of the ways that you can turn your scars into stars, is to find God in your scars. Find God in your afflictions. You can actually discover God through your sufferings. And that's part of the meaning of suffering, that as you go through, you can change. You can grow. You can be rooted in God. So this program is all about going from the superficial, like I used to be, to the supernatural. And it's about turning your scars into stars, your hurts into halos. You don't have to be a victim. You can be a victor because of what you're going through. And that's exactly what Paul was talking about. C.S. Lewis, great novelist, writer, philosopher, he said that suffering is God's megaphone. He said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, but shouts in our suffering. And what does God shout? He's saying, rely upon me, not on yourself. You are mortal, I am immortal. Get rooted in me, not in your looks, in your body, in your abilities, in your control, because when push comes to shove, one day we're going to lose it all. We must be rooted in God. And if we're rooted in God now, like that tree on top of the mountain, when that huge storm comes, when that hurricane comes, I'm talking about death, you will be rooted in God, and you, all the other trees will be knocked over, but you will be resurrected. So allow your sufferings to teach you. I read a book, and it was called You Gotta Keep Dancing. The front cover of the book has a scar on it. That's interesting. And that spoke volumes to me right away. Well, in that book, Tim Hensel was an expedition leader. He led journeys up mountains and down rivers, and he took people onto a glacier one time. And as he was leading the journey, the sun had worn away the glacier a little bit, and it got a little melted, and he slipped and he fell down into a crevice. And the crevice was about 15 feet deep, and he ended up breaking his back. It was a freak accident. Well, he was still able to walk, but the problem was the pain, the suffering. Chronic, constant, day by day. And it devastated him. It was so hard. Finest doctors tried to help him, but they couldn't take away the pain. So eventually he came to this saying that he knew that he didn't have a choice about the pain, but he had a choice about how he could handle the pain. And he found that he could be joyful even in the midst of pain and suffering. And he came up with all these sayings that I love. You've probably heard some of them. He said, you can either be bitter or better when you suffer. You can be a victim or a victor. You can have a breakdown or a breakthrough. Life can be a tombstone or a stepping stone, a prison or a prism. You can turn your hurts into halos, and you can turn your scars into stars. So whatever scars you have, you can turn them into stars. You can have a better attitude. You can be rooted in God. It's all your choice. And even in the midst of pain, whatever pain or suffering that you have, you can actually come to a great joy because God is with you. So what afflictions do you have? What are you going through? I remember my sister. I have two older sisters, and one of my sisters contacted this rare disease. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's an autoimmune disease that makes you tired, kind of takes the life out of you. She used to have a lot of energy. She was a triathlete and loved to bike, loved to hike, loved to swim, loved to run. Then 2 weeks later, she's in a wheelchair, took all the energy. She had to have blood transfusions. It's been very tough. Well, for some reason, as we grew up, my sister and I kind of had that sibling rivalry, didn't get along all that well, kind of had some conflicts. Well, that suffering has softened her. She's become very open toward me now, very communicative, and we get along very well. And I'm believing that that suffering is going to open her up to God so that she can have a personal relationship with God. And that really is the purpose of sufferings, to open us, to take us from the surface level, from the superficial, to the supernatural, so that we can become better people and that we can find God. Remember Paul the Apostle, I just opened with that reading, he talked about being crushed and being afflicted. His credentials as an apostle wasn't his religious standing, it was the sufferings that he went through. When he talked about his credentials as an apostle, he talked about his shipwrecks and his stonings and his beatings for Christ. He said, these are my credentials, his sufferings. And he didn't like sufferings any more than you or I do. But what happened one time, he was praying and he had some kind of an affliction, a thorn in the flesh. Maybe it was acne, who knows. He asked God to take it away. In fact, more than asked, he begged God. Paul the Apostle, begging God three times, if anybody would have their prayer answered, it would be Paul. He begged God three times for God to take that affliction away from him, that thorn in the flesh. And you know what God's answer was? He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. I'm sure you've begged God, take it away. Take away the depression. Take away the loneliness. Take away the physical sufferings. And God is saying, my grace is sufficient for you. This too shall pass. You can be strong. You can be better, not bitter. So I'm thinking about some friends that I have. They're going through some sufferings right now. One of my friends has prostate cancer. Another of my friends was having kidney and liver problems so bad that it infected his body, ended up in a coma for a month. He's now out of the coma. Another friend of mine has brain cancer, just had surgery. All three of them, they're not like the rest of the world saying, why did God do this to me? Or there must not be a God to allow this type of suffering. Rather, all three of them have a different spirit. And they're trusting in God, relying upon God, getting rooted in God in the midst of their suffering. And it's the same for you. Maybe you don't have brain cancer, I hope you don't, or you're not in a coma, or perhaps you don't have cancer, I hope you don't. But get rooted in God no matter what you're going through. Turn your scars into stars by being rooted in God, by having a better attitude, by being better, not bitter, and you can find joy in the midst of it all. And I'm telling you that sufferings do have purpose. The world says, no, it doesn't. How can God do this to me? But believers have a different spirit. We find meaning in the pain. We find purpose in the suffering. And God shouts to us in our sufferings. I have done some ministry in the 12-step program. If you know anything about the 12 steps, that's addiction programs like Alcoholics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, all those anonymous programs. In fact, I filmed a 4-part series about the 12-step program. Go to my website and you can see how you can order it. And what I discovered is this, that many people who get addicted, they come into, and this is a tremendous suffering. Many people who get addicted don't have God in their life, and they actually get this now. They find God, they discover God through their addiction. And I want you to get that because there's purpose in your suffering. You can find God in your addiction. You can find God in your affliction. You can find God no matter what you're going through, no matter what the affliction or the suffering or the pain is. You can discover and then get rooted in God. And that really is the purpose of life. The purpose of life, of course, number one, is to discover God and have a relationship with God. And life itself will teach you, if you'll let it, have a different spirit, a spirit of openness, a spirit of learning, a spirit of discovery. Unlike the world, as I said, when they suffer, they say, there's no meaning to this. I just want it to go away. Rather, allow it to teach you. Let it take you from the superficial to the supernatural. and we all have it. In fact, in the Big Book is kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous's Bible. In the Big Book, Bill Wilson, who founded Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill W., he had a section in there called We Agnostics. And he talked about how he was an agnostic. Agnostics want to believe in God, but they just don't know who God is. And he counseled other people who are coming into the program. Maybe you're not a believer, but you can become a believer through your addiction. And he talks about just have the willingness to believe. And I go like this because it's a mustard seed. Faith begins really small. Just have the willingness and it can grow into something much bigger. So that's how you turn your scars into stars, by allowing your scars, your addictions, your afflictions, your sufferings, to help you to discover God. That's exactly what happened in my life. It's happening in the life of millions of people who are addicted right now. They are becoming spiritual. They are finding spirituality. They are having a relationship with God. I know in the Catholic Church, many people that had fallen away from the Catholic Church, they were born and brought up Catholic, then they got into an addiction of some sort, came back to the church. And that happens in all denominations. So there is a purpose. There is a reason. And I've heard people talk about life and suffering, and they say, well, you know, you gotta just, life deals you certain cards, and you just, the way it is. Well, I think that that's kind of a fatalistic philosophy. Life deals you certain cards, and that's just the way it is. That's fatalistic. It's kind of resigning your life to just what is, what is. You got to deal with it as it comes. And whatever you get, you get. I like what the French philosopher Voltaire said. He lived in the 1700s. Get this. It's not about the cards that you've been dealt. It's about the way you play the hand. That is so good. We've all been dealt certain cards. It's a gift, by the way. And it's not about the cards that you've been dealt. It's about how you play the hand. Every once in a while, I'm flipping around on TV, and I'm kind of surfing. And I'll flip into these poker tournaments. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but it's fascinating because they play for big money. Well, anyway, during the poker tournament, you know, they show the viewers what cards everybody's got. And sometimes people with the worst hands, they can have like a 2 and a 3, which are pretty much the worst hand that you can have. They can beat other players that have stronger hands by bluffing and by going all in. See, it's not the cards that you've been dealt, it's how you play your hand. And I want you to get that. Don't say, woe is me, and get into self-pity because these are the cards that I've been dealt. Take the cards that you've been dealt and go all in. Be passionate. Be proactive. Be better, not bitter, and you can do it. And that's one of the reasons why suffering comes to us, so that we can develop character, that we can mature, that we can become all that we can be, that we can realize our potential, not because of the suffering, but in spite of the suffering. I've shared in other programs how growing up I've had panic attacks and I've had hardships, I've had physical problems, and they haven't made me pursue my dreams, but in spite of them, they're not going to stop me. Fear is not going to stop me. Acne's not going to stop me. Physical ailments aren't. And that's what Paul was driving at. He said, we were so unbearably crushed, we thought we were going to die, but that was to make us rely upon God. And that's exactly what I've done in my life. Instead of relying upon myself all the time, in a healthy way I do, but I'm not God, and neither are you. Rely upon God. Get your roots deep in God. And it's not just the cards that you've been dealt, it's how you deal with them. I think about a woman named Johnny Erickson. I saw her on TV one time in a Billy Graham crusade. Johnny was a young woman, healthy, and one day she loved to swim. She went out diving, and she thought the water was deeper than it was, and as she dove into the water, actually it was pretty shallow, and she ended up breaking her neck and ended up as a paraplegic. Here's this beautiful young woman with a lot going for her. She was an artist. and she ended up in a wheelchair as a paraplegic, unable to move her hands or her feet or anything, all because of a freak accident. So is that the cards that you've been dealt? Well, I like what she did with the cards. She decided to play them and to go all in. She had a writing talent and an artist type talent. So she learned how to draw, not with her hands, not with her feet, because she couldn't move them, with her teeth. And she draws just as beautifully as she would have with her hands. Took some time to learn how to draw with your teeth, but she didn't let her disability stop her. Rather, instead of being bitter, she became better. And not only that, she's a great witness because that suffering helped her to get her roots deep into God. She not only believes, but she loves God in a deep personal way. I've seen her at a Billy Graham conference on television in front of tens of thousands of people giving a witness to Christ and how she gave her life to Christ and how Jesus is Lord of her life. And so you're probably not in a wheelchair. Maybe you are, but you're probably not a paraplegic. But you can make the best of your sufferings in your life no matter what you're going through. I think about a man that I met named Vail Horton. Vail was born without legs, and he only has one arm, and the arm that he has doesn't even bend. He had some kind of a disease in his mother's womb, and as I said, he was born without legs. It was a horrible condition. But Vail has a very different spirit. He's a believer, he loves the Lord, and he actually, what he did is he's an entrepreneur. He founded a company called Keen Mobility, and they've developed mobility aids for people that are disabled, such as wheelchairs, walkers, canes, crutches. So what he did is he took his disability and he became with a new ability. He took his affliction and did something with it. He developed a company called Keen Mobility. And in the same way, you can turn your scars into stars, your hurts into halos, and you can go from the superficial to the supernatural. With God's help, you can be proactive and you can be passionate and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are a child of the Most High God. No matter what affliction you have, you are royalty. That's what the Bible says. You are a royal nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people called out of darkness to proclaim the greatness of our God. And you have dignity. You have honor. No matter what your affliction, maybe you're thinking, well, I'm too old now and nobody wants me and I'm lonely. That's not true. You are royalty. You are a child of the Most High God. So don't give up, don't give into despair, and don't give into self-pity. God is with you. God will help you. And get your roots deep in God. Viktor Frankl wrote a book that was life-changing for me. It was called Man's Search for Meaning. He was an Austrian psychiatrist, psychologist, held in a Nazi concentration camp. He saw the worst. He saw people give up, self-pity, commit suicide because of how bad the concentration camp was. But he also saw people at their best, giving away their bread, helping others. And then he came as a psychiatrist, as a psychologist, he came to an understanding that no matter what your circumstances are, the greatest of all human freedoms is the ability to choose the way you want to be in any given set of circumstances. And I really like that because it's not the circumstances, it's not the cards that you've been dealt, it's not the sufferings that determine who you are. You determine who you are by your choices, by your decisions. Do you want to be far from God or do you want to be rooted in God? Do you want to be in self-pity or do you want to be better? I love what Tim Hensel said, even in the midst of my pain, I could choose joy. Turn your scars into stars. Go from the superficial to the supernatural. Go beneath the surface. Sufferings have meaning. The world says they don't, but we are of a different spirit. And the meaning that they have is that they root us in God. We discover God in a new personal way. We grow in our attitude, and it softens us, and it helps us to develop our relationships. And we become all that we can be, proactive and reaching out to other people. So I tell people all the time, don't just live, live with passion. When I talk about that, I mean get rooted in God so that when that final storm comes, you will stand strong, be passionate, be better, not bitter. And don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.